That's something that has a need for the tzibur and also for the guf, not just for some type of pleasure. And this is permitted even if it was pushed off to chol hamoed, and even though it's bafahesia and it's betircha. Because we don't let people do themselves in tzibur, and when they want to do it, they're not going to do it. Yeshua says, though, that if it's a ma'isa umen, then it will be permitted only for the tzarech ha-moyed. It's a ma'isa hedjit, it's mutter, even after the moyed. For examples, we're going to talk in drochim, to fix up the roads, and the hosan and mechsholis, if there's certain type of obstacles in the roads, to remove them. It's sign a kvar, kadeshi yasa mem kornim, to make a sign around the graves, so the Quran should know that it's Tomei, the Takan Mikvois, to fix up the Mikvois. Ramos of the Tafdits of Ravim, Kailashim Sichim Lagufa Odom, our Shans of Ravim, Kagoin, Binyan Beis HaKnesses, also Lassus of Moyen. So not every Sophie Ravim, as we said before, they want to fix up the botanical garden, that will not be permitted on the Fallen Moyen. Something that's a Tzarcha Guf, or preventing dangers, or a Merchos, Pathos, as permitted. Shabruah says that building a shul, even if they have no other place to daven, it's still also because it's not a tzarech haguf. Though he brings that there are places that say the mizman is there, people who live amongst the goyim who may potentially stop one from building it when you get your approval to build it, one must build as quick as possible. The ma'isa has to be assessed by the rabbonim if it's a davar or not. It isn't permitted. But in the l'shal tzarech mitzvah says the Rama also masses malachas umim v'moyed. For other mitzvahs also, one is not allowed to do ma'aseh umen, a professional type of work.